From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Salt Lake City leaders are used to having to defend themselves before the Utah legislature every year, and this year is no exception, with lawmakers proposing to kill the city's plans to clamp down on electronic billboards and do away with its anti-idling ordinance as well. So how is the city pushing back? Joining me live on the phone this morning is Salt Lake City Council Vice Chair Charlie Luke, who's been representing the city and its interests at the legislature this year. Charlie, good morning.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. So, Charlie, Senate Majority Whip Wayne Niederhauser of Sandy is sponsoring a bill to prevent Salt Lake City from enacting its proposal to restrict billboards along corridors like 400 and 600 South, as well as restrict electronic billboards. What have you been doing to defend the city's ordinance up at the legislature?
Well, what we've really been focusing on, especially on the billboard ordinance, is trying to figure out just where exactly Senator Niederhauser is willing to compromise. We feel that our ordinance is fair. We also feel that it is reasonable. So the question that we have is, how can we best work to accomplish not only our goals as a city, but work with the industry, work with the legislature to get to a point where everybody is more comfortable than they currently are. And so right now, on the billboard issue in particular, we've had lengthy discussions with both Senator Niederhauser, lengthy discussions with the industry. And, we're still confident that, at this little over halfway point in the legislative session that we'll be able to come up with something.
And does it look so far like the senator might budge on the issue, or do you think that this legislation is going to move forward?
Well, I think we're going to see legislation move forward. The question just becomes, in what form. Senator Niederhauser has been very willing to talk and to work with the city, and our hope is that those discussions will continue and evolve into a piece of legislation that everyone can live with.
So, Charlie, over in the House of Representatives, Republican Wayne Harper of West Jordan is proposing legislation to prevent any city from enforcing an anti-idling ordinance, which, of course, just passed here in Salt Lake City last fall. There's an ordinance in Park City as well. How are you trying to convince him not to go through with this?
Well, in a similar manner that we're working with Senator Niederhauser, we feel, and we are, as a city, are very willing to work to try to help amend Representative Harper's bill in a way that allows cities to continue to have that authority. We may make some tweaks. I know that the anti-idling ordinance Salt Lake City passed last year was passed after a great deal of discussion, a great deal of compromise with business interests in the city. And so, we've already shown that as a city we are not unreasonable, that we are willing to work to create something. My feeling is that the primary purpose of the anti-idling bill is to educate people and to serve as more of an educational issue. And I think what Representative Harper has perhaps unknowingly helped the city a great deal with is bringing a lot of attention to this issue, and which fulfills our primary purpose of educating residents that it's best to turn your car off and not idle.
And Charlie, when it comes to negotiating with lawmakers, do you find that it's more helpful to do it kind of quietly in a back room sort of thing, or do you think that if it comes down to it, it might be better to become more aggressive, to start holding rallies at the Capitol on these kinds of issues? Which approach works better, do you think?
I think it depends on what the issue is. I think the issues that we're dealing with right now, that you've mentioned with billboards, with anti-idling, with the taxi ordinance, there's a historic district moratorium, which,
right.
There are a number of issues. I think with these issues right now, we have, we're making some good progress in terms of negotiations behind the scenes. I do think, though, that Salt Lake City has, we've taken the lead on a number of these things, and it's fully within our right and purview to go to the mat for them, and we're willing to do that.
And finally, Charlie, turning to a third issue, as the city councilman representing the East Side, you've certainly been involved in the Yale Crest Historic Preservation Debate, as you mentioned. Senator Niederhauser has a bill now that would extend the one-year moratorium on new historic districts in Salt Lake City for a second year. Is this a positive thing or a negative thing right now?
I think it's absolutely a positive thing. When you if you look at the Senator Niederhauser's first version of the bill, it was extremely restrictive. And this is a perfect example of where we as a city went to Senator Niederhauser and suggested an extension of the moratorium to allow the city to continue its current process that we have in place for figuring out how we're going to deal with historic districts and conservation districts. So, you know, this is a good example of where a state legislator who had a very strong piece of legislation was willing to work with the city. And so we feel that the extension of the moratorium is a positive thing because it allows us as a city, it gives us as a city more time.
We've been speaking with Salt Lake City Council Vice Chairman Charlie Luke about various issues before the Utah Legislature, where he is representing this city this year. Charlie, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Jeff, thank you. Thank you very much.